Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dakota Wood, he is a senior research fellow for defense programs at Heritage Foundation. Dakota, welcome back to the show. Good to have you back.
It is always great to be with you. Thank you. And you got great music leading into the segments.
Oh, you're talking about my John Mayer. He's my absolute fave, so I appreciate that. What do you make of this announcement? It was shocking to me. I thought it was going to be, this is because I'm ignorant and I don't really know what the gravity of this is, but I thought it was going to be something bigger than, you know, this Proud Boys email that was being sent out in Florida, and it turns out that was all an Iranian dupe to try to pressure people into voting one way or the other. What do you make of this announcement yesterday? Does it surprise you to find out that Iran and Russia are trying to screw around with our election?
Well, other countries messing around with us doesn't surprise me at all. The timing of this particular announcement, and this is all speculation on my part, is that you have the last presidential debate this evening. So if there is, you know, something in the news about meddling by Russia, Iran, or China, or anybody else, they're going to report that. You know, the current administration, if it's going to play to its case to talk about these other countries and what they're trying to do, they're going to play to that. You know, there's been a lot of concern about early voting and mail-in ballots and these sorts of things. So I think it just captures in that big story. But nobody should be surprised that countries around the world mess with everybody else's political processes because you want an outcome that favors your specific interests. So there is going to be an interest by Iran, for example, to get a United States that is willing to join back in on the Iran nuclear deal, right? That is less obstructionist in terms of Iran's nuclear aspirations. So, you know, it would make sense that they're going to try to get an outcome where you have a Biden administration. I don't know why anybody is paying any attention to kind of any Russian news, because in the political game in D.C., it's been all Russia all the time and this kind of obsessive thing. And we've got relationships with Russia that go back to the end of the Second World War, where you have both sides pitted against each other. And everybody is concerned about major powers, you know, who the political class is, what kind of policies are going to be implemented, and you want to try to influence things in a way that serve your own ends. So it should not surprise the American voter.
Dakota, when I hear about foreign interference in American elections, it seems to me that the thing I hear the most, and maybe I'm missing out, and that's what I'm asking the question, is that they're basically governments or rooms full of people on computers getting into chat rooms and commenting on Facebook, and that's the interference. Is it more than that, or is that basically what it is?
Well, you have everything from really nefarious intel community sorts of things. You know, the old honeypot trick where you get a businessman or a government official who's operating abroad someplace, and you know, a beautiful woman sidles up next to him and finds himself in a compromising situation. And then that sort of compromise is used as blackmail to get the person to rule on things or to provide information. That stuff goes on all the time. You have social media. Who knows who's on the other end of a Twitter handle or a Facebook, you know, account. The companies routinely report getting rid of, you know, tens of thousands of accounts because it turns out that they're all artificial anyway. So when we're in a world awash with competing interests and various mechanisms, whether it's blackmail or exploiting social media or maybe hiring a public relations firm, right to carrier water in the public domain and try to get in to influence policies in Congress. All of these things are tools that are used by governments to influence outcomes or to gain access. It's an old game. It's been played for centuries. They just have new tools today because of new technologies.
I want to ask you, we're speaking with Dakota Wood, a senior research fellow, Defense Program Center for National Defense at Heritage Foundation, about the level of veracity that we have with some of the Hunter Biden emails that have come out that are really connected to Joe Biden. I don't know if, based on what is out there right now, do you feel as though there is a concern that exists in the information that we have as fact, or that we have not had disputed by anything that's come out yet, to suggest that, you know, potentially having these backdoor dealings with other countries when you're a vice president, that that should be of concern to Americans, especially the American voter?
I think people should rightly be skeptical when all of the sources are anonymous, or when it's a reporting outlet like the New York Times or anybody else who says that we saw key documents, but we're only going to give you a top-level summary of what they say without actually showing the documents. So there's been, you know, discussion about this laptop. Apparently, it's been in the hands of the Department of Justice for some time, but nobody has said anything about it. The contents have been reported on, but nobody has actually seen the contents themselves. So there's a lot of speculation. There are assertions. It all carries, I think, a level of doubt. Now, what we can do, though, is we can look at patterns of behavior. So, you know, what did Hunter Biden do over a series of years? What were his relationships? What country was he operating in? What kind of business relationships? Is there a pattern of behavior where a government official will have a relative who is benefiting in some way with that association? You know, why would you give a multimillion-dollar contract to a person based on their own merits unless they were expert in a particular field, or if they had the ability to sway policies? So I think a reasonable person can look at the totality of these situations and judge for themselves whether they give veracity, you know, truth to any of this reporting. But I'm usually skeptical of reports that come out with anonymous sources, no hard reveal of hard data or information, and it's all part of a political back and forth and kind of a he said, she said sort of thing. So skepticism, but I think we can all use good judgment drawn from our own experiences and looking at patterns of behavior and relationships.
Dakota Wood, Joe Biden very well could be the next president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you've seen, your professional opinion, from what's now in the public domain, from this laptop, that would suggest that he is compromised?
Yeah, well, I look at policies. You know, we have to look at a person and how they behave and what kind of policies that they pursue. And I think leaving the laptop aside, and I'm not dismissing it. I'm just saying that even with that aside, when we look at his time as vice president, what kind of policies did he and President Obama at that time pursue, most of which were not in the long-term interest of the United States? You know, the Iran deal, the Paris Climate Accords, the trade relationships where other trading partners were benefiting far more than we were. Iran became a nuclear power during that time of the administration. North Korea did. Iran pursued its nuclear ambitions, you know, during that administration. So I don't know how there would be a magical pivot with a Biden presidency this time around that would be dramatically different from what we saw in the past. So whether there is a laptop that shows that his son was engaged in some kind of shenanigans with a foreign power on the assertion that he would then go back to dad and try to get the United States to, you know, enact some policy. To me, it wouldn't be a significant event, given that we have nearly 50 years of record about for Senator Biden and Vice President Biden and what he has done and the kinds of policies he's pursued and who his relationships are within the Democratic Party. So I think there is enough weight of evidence there to kind of understand what a Biden presidency would be all about.
Dakota Wood, thank you so much for your time today. We love your insight on these issues, and we're always
great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.